Good morning and welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us now live on the telephone is our friend Chris Silva. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, Rick. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. I've been up and enjoying the day so far as it's been ticking along, and it's great to have you on this morning with us. Now, I know there's a whole bunch of great events that are already planned and on the books for UPAC and the Bardavon, and coming up is a really cool event that's happening at the Woodstock Playhouse. And
right.
Tongues and Savage Love by Sam Shepard and Joseph Chaykin. Now, this features
right.
Estelle Parsons, David Strathairn, and Jack DeJohnette. This is happening September 22 and 23 at 8 o'clock in a matinee on the Sunday at 3 p.m. Now, Chris, you have a large part in this event. You're producing you're directing the event, and Stephen LaMarca is producing the event.
Yep. Yeah, no, it's a Bardavon project, but Stephen and I are definitely took the lead on it. You know, we both come out of the theater in New York and California, and we don't get to, you know, use those chops that often. But this was sort of a great opportunity we couldn't pass up. I mean, it's really happening because of Estelle. I've been working with her. We've been working with her for over 20 years when she first brought Salome with Al Pacino back over 20 years ago now, and a lot of other projects that we've developed with her out of the Actors Studio. But I personally have never gotten the opportunity to work with her as a director actor, you know, as her as an actor and me as director. And so I was searching for a piece, and it dawned on me that Tongues and Savage Love, which are these two really powerful monologues that Sam and Joe wrote back in the 70s, which I saw at the Public Theater. I saw Joe perform them in 79 at the Public Theater in New York. And when I looked them over, I went, my God, these would be great. So I sent Tongues to Estelle. She loved it. And then, you know, as you know, we've been working with Jack for the last year and a half. This will be the fifth project we've worked with Jack on in the last year and a half. And the piece, the unique thing about it is that it's written for an actor and a percussionist, because Sam Shepard was a drummer. Holy Modal Rounders was his band back in the 60s. And, you know, before he became known as a playwright and then an actor. So the pieces are written for voice and percussion. So it's a very unusual event, really. And then David Strathairn, I met David and Sam Shepard at the same time in 1975 in San Francisco at the Eureka Theater, which the theater I ran back then. And it's just so weird to me that, you know, that I met those guys back then, and I've been working with both of them. Or, I mean, Sam's gone now, but I worked with both of them over the last, you know, 48 years, and here I am again working with David on a Sam piece. So it's a very full circle for a lot of us, or a continuation, I guess, of the circle. But anyway, so it's two short pieces, two monologues, really, one with David and Jack and one with Estelle and Jack. And they're linked through thematically. It's really about romantic love and, you know, all the good, the bad, the ugly, the beginning and the end, which, you know, most people can relate to. And the thing, it's such a pleasure because all three of these artists, they're so superior. They're all, you know, totally there, you know, and their game is so strong. And so it's been a real pleasure. And frankly, for an audience, it's, you've never seen anything like this, really. And if you want tickets, I would get them like today, because we already sold out once, and then I released some more seats to sell that I was holding back, and they're available now, but they won't last. So I'm just encouraging people. I'm not hyping. I'm just saying it's going to go. So you want to see it. And also the Woodstock Playhouse is such a great space. We've done three shows there over the last year or so, and we just really fell in love with it. It's very intimate, 300 seats, and Randy and Doug, who run it, do such a great job.
Yeah.
I mean, they renovated it from an outdoor space into an indoor space years ago, and, you know, so it's worth a visit.
Yeah, and the sound in there is fantastic.
It really is, yeah.
And to see Jack DeJohnette up close in person, along with David Strathairn and Estelle Parsons, this is going to be an incredible event. Now, I'm totally looking forward to this, Chris, and it seems like you picked something in your wheelhouse that you can knock out of the park, because this is something that, well, since the 70s, you've been familiar with. So to bring it, as you said, full circle to the stage at the Woodstock Playhouse on Mill Hill Road in Woodstock is going to be an incredible event. Folks, it's happening September 22 and 23 at 8 o'clock and Sunday, September 24th at 3 p.m. Chris, what's the best way to get tickets?
Well, really, the only way to get tickets is to go on the Woodstock Playhouse website, woodstockplayhouse.org. And it's real easy. And, you know, you just punch in what day you want, what level ticket you want to buy. And it really doesn't matter where you sit in that space. It's such an intimate room. But there, you know, we have three levels of prices. And, you know, like I said, it's buy now, because it's just not going to, it may not last the day. I'm not really sure the way it's selling. And like you're saying, I mean, nobody's really ever, I mean, the artists have never done anything like this. Jack especially has never done a theatrical performance like this. I mean, he's playing drums. He's doing what he knows best, but he's doing it with an actor. So that's really unusual for him.
So how does it work out? Does he accent some of the lines? Does he play like a groove in the background?
It's very much improvisation. In Savage Love, the piece with David, he's got a full kit, you know, everything at his disposal. And then for the piece with Estelle, it shrinks down to a more precise and more hand instruments. And, you know, he's just got an unbelievable, we've been rehearsing at his house, and he's got an unbelievable amount of percussion. You can only imagine, you know, his long career. You know, the bells, the gongs, the chimes, you know, the sticks, the instruments, I don't even know what they are, the doombox and the thumb drum and all this stuff. It's been great, and it's been a huge education for all of us because, you know, it's an unusual, it's like a concerto with no orchestra. You know, the orchestra is Jack, and the soloists are the actors, and it's really cool. It's
so
very powerful.
Let me ask something in the creative realm. As they're rehearsing this and you're directing, are you like stopping the groove at times and just going like, no, that's the wrong feel?
No, I'm stopping the groove all the time. Exactly. No, but I mean, again, it's so improvisational that it changes on a regular basis, and then once it's in front of an audience, it'll change again, because it's the nature of the piece, both what not what the actors are saying, but how they're saying it and how Jack is responding to it, because it's super organic. I mean, you know, he responds to them. I mean, what we've been really playing with is all the different sounds that are available through Jack, and you know, which one is best here, which one there, you know, let's not repeat, let's keep it fresh. And, you know, and it's been really a wonderful experience to work with all these guys, because they're so, like I said before, they're just so solid that, you know, it's a joy. It's a joy to watch them. And they can turn on a dime, all three of them. So, you know, it really makes for an exciting process.
Wow, what a joy. And, well, congratulations and all the best. I mean, it's a pleasure to know that you and Steven are doing something creatively, as well as all the hard work that you both put into every show at the Bardavon and at UPAC. When I see you at the performances that I attend, you are a man of action. You are always working, you're always putting out fires, and you're making things just right. And then to see you pop up on stage and give us a rundown of things that are coming up, you are so excited to be there and to do it, and that is infectious to me, sitting in a chair watching the action happen. So thanks again for what you and Steven do to put on these shows.
Thank you.
It's always a pleasure, and every time I go, I have to like find you somewhere and just thank you, because I leave with an ear to ear smile, no matter what it is that I see, whether it be something like the Nutcracker all the way up to the Miles Davis, Jack DeJohnette tribute.
Oh, that was amazing. Well, you know, this week we have, you know, on top of the Shepherd Place, we have Croce play Croce, Croce on Sunday. Hot Tuna's final electric tour on Thursday, and then Nexus, which with Paul Winter and Steve Reich, which is a mind-blowing ensemble on Saturday night. So it's we got a busy week.
Yeah. Well, I think to your great dismay, maybe you'll be seeing a lot of me.
That's fine. That's good. Good to hear.
I love it, and all those events. I'm definitely going to be in attendance. These are some amazing shows and ones that won't be duplicated. It's not like you can say, oh, I could miss this because it'll be around next year. It's not the circus. These are one of a kind events.
Right. You're right. Yeah, all three of these events really are one of a kind.
They are.
They're not, you know, it's Nexus's farewell tour, too. Mm. So it is. And Tuna, we're getting a lot of those farewell tours.
Yeah.
Buddy Guy just had one. We had him a month or two ago.
Well,
getting up there.
Yeah. And we're not getting any younger. So we have to enjoy all this greatness while we can. So, Chris, thank you again for bringing this to our backyard. The Bardavon is centrally located in the KZE listening area, as well as the Ulster Performing Arts Center on Broadway in Kingston. Both venues are right in our home area, and they're not far from anywhere. So check out bardavon.org. I suggest, and I'm sure Chris will too, that you become a member to the Bardavon. You get many privileges, as well as getting the first chance to buy tickets before they go on sale to the general public. And it's
That's simple and
cost effective. And visit.
Hey, we got a big show announcement next week you guys are going to make for a new show that everybody's going to want to see. So stay tuned to KZE.
Is it going
to
be music or theater?
Music, yeah. Okay. No, a big music show coming to UPAC in the fall that we'll announce on Tuesday.
Well, I can't wait. Maybe I'll get to make that announcement. So I'm anticipating what's coming up. And, man, I'll be seeing you soon. And good luck to you and Steven for Tongues and Savage Love. It's going to be an incredible event. And that's the weekend of the 22nd through the 24th. Two evening performances and a matinee on the 24th. Don't miss out. Thanks a lot for being our guest, Chris.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, all the best, and we'll see you soon.
Take care.
This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, your host. We're going to take a very brief break, and then we're going to come on back with some more fantastic songs.
Hi, this is Brian Donahue, owner and founder of Inquiring Minds Bookstore in New Paltz and Saugerties. When was the last time you told those you...